And this is the manner after which they were ordained, being called and prepared from the foundation of the world, according to the foreknowledge of God, on account of their exceeding faith and good works, in the first place being left to choose good or evil. Therefore they, having chosen good, and exercising exceedingly great faith, are called with a holy calling, yea, with that holy calling which was prepared with, and according to, a preparatory redemption for such. Alma chapter 13, verse 3. Hello, listeners. This is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, how Alma's tangent on foreordination can help you understand repentance. When Alma, son of Alma, was speaking to the people in Ammonihah, he taught them about the pre-mortal existence, and this is the manner after which they were ordained, being called and prepared from the foundation of the world. Yet the rest of Alma's address is about repentance. This poses the question, why would Alma interrupt a sermon about repentance with a discussion about the pre-mortal life? A careful reading of Alma's speech shows that he may actually have brought this up as part of his effort to get them to repent. One detail that supports this point is that it is often the manner of ordination that Alma focuses on, and those priests were ordained after the order of his son, in a manner that thereby the people might know in what manner to look forward to his son for redemption. And this is the manner after which they were ordained. Thus, as A. Keith Thompson has noted, it was the manner of ordination to the priesthood on the earth that was foreordained in the preexistence. Ultimately, it is exceeding faith and good works on earth that would qualify men for ordination to the priesthood. Or, in other words, adherence to the standards of obedience that were ordained in the pre-mortal life. The phrase called and prepared also supports this interpretation. As Thompson noted, the words calling and called in verses 4, 5, 6, 8, and 11 to refer to an ordination in mortality seem to confirm that Alma anticipated an ordination following exceeding faith and good works in mortality. Thus, those who do not exercise exceeding faith and good works in mortality will not be ordained to the priesthood. Ultimately, even though the calling was prepared in the preexistence, it is extended only in earth life after faith and good works have been demonstrated. Alma further stated that many were ordained and became high priests of God, and it was on account of their exceeding faith and repentance and their righteousness before God, they choosing to repent and work righteousness rather than to perish. This verse suggests, according to Thompson, that it is the exceeding faith of righteous men on earth that leads to their ordination to the priesthood and the office of high priest within that priesthood. The importance of righteousness in mortality is made clear in Alma chapter 13, verse 13. And now, my brethren, I would that ye should humble yourselves before God, and bring forth fruit meet for repentance, that ye may also enter into that rest. This verse helps to clarify why Alma brought up the premortal life in the first place. He wanted to show that the priesthood, with its associated standards of worthiness, had been prepared before the foundation of the world. All they had to do to receive it was repent and live up to that eternal standard. This is one occasion, among many, when the Book of Mormon can help us understand another book of Scripture. Abraham chapter 3 states that God showed Abraham the intelligences that were organized before the world was, and among all these there were many of the noble and great ones. And God saw these souls, that they were good, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, "These I will make my rulers." Scriptures like this might cause some people to wonder, if so much was determined in the premortal life, what good is repentance and righteousness in this life? Alma chapter 13 answers this question. It shows that repentance and faith in this life is of the utmost importance, and that faith and repentance today is what matters. As Thompson stated, Alma was identifying the foreordained worthiness standard as a second witness or proof that repentance and righteousness to a high priestly level was a completely legitimate expectation of all the children of God. Joseph Smith stated that everyone who has a calling to minister to the inhabitants of the world was ordained to that very purpose in the Grand Council of Heaven before this world was. But Alma chapter 13 makes it clear that repentance and faithfulness in this life are still essential, foreordination or not. Alma chapter 13 also helps to give depth to the words in Abraham chapter 3, and we will prove them herewith, to see if they will do all things whatsoever the Lord their God shall command them. Being chosen in the premortal life is not some kind of an eternal free ride. Rather, through our faith and repentance in this life, we live up to the eternal standards that have existed since before the world was. Through our faith and repentance in this life, not just our inherent goodness or premortal faithfulness, we become the kinds of people Heavenly Father wants us to be and live up to our divine potential as children of God. Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit BookofMormonCentral.org and then click on Know Why.